When not to use marketing automation. Marketing automation is wonderful and can really make a difference for your use of time in building your business. Not everything needs to be drip-fed, though. Sometimes it's better to do things yourself or have a virtual assistant do them. No matter how sophisticated a WordPress plugin or a piece of software is, it's still basically a computer program. There will be bugs. There will be updates. There will be times when customers want to talk to a human to address their issues. Have you ever had a problem with a company such as your internet provider or cell phone provider, and when you called them, you got an automated customer service system? How frustrated did you get when you were trying to get your question answered, or trying to reach a human because you knew your problem didn't fit their four selection choices? Often, because they're a rather large business with little to no competition in the area, they can do that to their customers. You might not want to do that to yours, though, because there's probably far more competition for your customers. So customer service is a major area where you would not want to have a lot of marketing automation. Basic issues can be addressed by tools such as emailing a new password when someone clicks the forgotten password button. If a person needs more than can be handled simply, you need to have a way for them to connect with a person. It can be you or someone you hire to help you. But that person needs to be able to listen to the customer and figure out how to solve the problem, no matter how odd the problem is. Another area where you will want to have at least some human presence is in your social media. If you just rely on marketing automation to handle your social media, you will shortchange yourself and your customers. In some cases, you may end up getting banned from groups if you only use drip-fed posts. The line between automation and spamming can be quite thin. An additional area where automation does not work well is in producing content. Once the content is created, you can use the tools to get the content out there, but the actual making of it needs a personal touch. Many people have tried to make software that writes well and failed at it. Creativity is not hardwired into computers the way it is in human beings. So if you want something written, or a video made or graphics designed, you need to do it yourself or outsource to a person, not try to use automation tools to create the content.